This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Can you explain the story of Today I Am Carrie?
Well, it starts with Today I Am Paul, which was a story inspired by the late Mike Resnick that he had challenged me to write shorter. I don't know if I succeeded in writing shorter, but by my standards, it was shorter. He challenged me to write shorter. I was looking for an idea, and I was in the shower one morning because that's where all great thinking is done.
Oh, absolutely.
And I suddenly had a sort of an idea of an Alzheimer's-related story, and because Mike's mother-in-law had gone through that, so Mike is been on that topic, or had been. And so I kind of was thinking along those lines, and suddenly I had this line coming into my head, Today I Am Paul. And okay, the story wrote itself after that. Literally 50 minutes of dictation on the drive to work, the story was done.
Just from those, Today I Am Paul?
Yep.
Wow.
I changed the last three paragraphs on response to some of my readers, but the story was essentially done an hour after I had those. Well, okay, an hour after I got into my Jeep after having those. I didn't have the Jeep then. It was still the Mazda. Okay, an hour after I got into my Mazda after having those lines, the story was done. The story was about a woman having mental memory issues, declining years of Alzheimer's, and an android who takes care of her. This is not anything new. This has been something in science fiction for a long time, and the Japanese are already well along the way of building robots like this.
Really?
But the android, wow, in this case, had two special abilities. It could pretend to be people, physically emulate them, and it could understand what people were feeling. And so that became this android's two superpowers, is it understands you and it can try to be you. And this became a way of therapy for this woman in late stages of her life. And after she passed away, because I'm sorry, still today, we know how all Alzheimer's stories eventually end. After she passed away, I'm like, okay, they want a novel out of this. And I had two choices. I could do what was done with Flowers for Algernon. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
Yes, I've read that. Yeah.
There's a short story. I think it's actually a novelette. And there's a book. And that book, or that story, spoiler for readers, I won't spoil the whole thing other than say, if you haven't read it yet, go do it. But it ends in a way that you cannot tell any more story after. And you really cannot tell any story before. You can only tell the story between that beginning and that ending. So when he was tasked to turn it into a novel, he had to stretch out the story. And forgive me for those who love the novel, it's not as good. It's too stretched. It's too bloated. It does not have the impact, for me, that the novelette has. So when I was tasked to turn Today I'm Paul into a story, I didn't want to do that. So my choices were tell the story before, can't do that, or tell the story after. So I put the android with the family for the next 80 years, essentially as a perfect neutral observer of the family condition. It does not judge, it just understands. And it understands deeply what you're going through. And within the limits of privacy, it's a medical device, HIPAA, within the limits of privacy, it tries to help. And so it is all about a human family's life viewed through this outside set of eyes that is trying to essentially grow up to be, not to be a human. This isn't a Pinocchio. This isn't Data from Star Trek where he wants to be a human. Mm-hmm. It always emphasizes, I am not a he, I am not a she, I am an it, I am a machine. Mm. It never has these delusions that it could be a human. And in the process, sort of becomes extremely human from the point of view of readers. Because it's not judging anyone, but it's understanding and helping.